Chester Greenwood's Big Idea, Level N. Chapter 1, Cold Ears. This is the story of Chester Greenwood and his big idea. Chester lived a long time ago in a small town in Maine. The winters were very cold there. Chester Greenwood had big ears. His ears got very, very cold in the winter. Chester tried many things. He just couldn't keep his ears warm. Chester got a very special present the day he turned 15. Ice skates. They were just what he wanted. It was very cold outside, and the pond was frozen solid. It was a good day to try out those new skates. Soon, Chester was skating with his friends. Then it got colder, and the wind began to blow. Chester's ears felt like ice cubes. He was just too cold to keep skating. He gave up and went home. Chapter 2. Chester's Plan. Chester loved his new skates, but when he skated, the cold wind whistled past his ears. His ears got so cold that they hurt. Chester needed to find a way to keep his ears warm. The next day, he wrapped his scarf around and around his head. Then he walked to the pond. Chester put on his skates and glided out onto the ice. The scarf seemed to work at first. His ears were warm. That was a good thing. But soon Chester's ears felt itchy. The wool scarf made his ears itch. The itch got worse and worse. Chester couldn't stand it. He took off the scarf and his skates and ran home. Chapter 3. A New Idea. Chester thought and thought. He needed to put something warm over his ears. A scarf was too itchy. What could he use? Then he had an idea. Socks. He found two socks. Next, he got some wire and put it through the socks. Then he tried on his invention. His ears felt warm. But when Chester tried to skate, the socks kept slipping off. Socks didn't work. Next, Chester made two wire circles. He got some fur and some soft cloth. Then he went to see his grandmother. Chester's grandmother was very good at sewing. He needed her help. Chester's grandmother sewed fur on one side of the circles and soft cloth on the other side. Chester put on his new ear warmers. He smiled. He was sure that this big idea was going to work. The next day, Chester went to the pond again. He was wearing his new ear warmers. When Chester's friends saw him, they laughed. Chester didn't mind. So far, his ears were nice and warm. Chester skated and skated. The cold wind whistled, but Chester's ears stayed warm. Chester called his new invention ear protectors. Soon, Chester's friends wanted ear protectors. Other people in the town wanted ear protectors, too. Everyone wanted warm ears. Chester began to sell ear protectors. He put a new springy band on them. The band helped keep the ear protectors in place. Chapter 4. Chester's Factory. More and more people wanted to buy ear protectors. So, when he was 19, Chester opened a factory. His newspaper ads helped sell many ear protectors in the United States. Soon, Chester began to sell his ear protectors to people all over the world. The ear protectors got a new name. People called them earmuffs. Chester became a famous inventor. He invented a special rake, a tea kettle that didn't tip over, a mouse trap, a bed that folded up, and other things. Chester made more than 130 inventions. And it all began with earmuffs for his big ears. Today, a little town in Maine remembers Chester Greenwood and his big idea. Every year, one day in December is Chester Greenwood Day. People and animals march in a big parade, and they all wear earmuffs.